My five secrets to success. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining us here today. So I have five simple steps that I live by whenever I'm building my businesses, living my life, and these are successful steps that'll hopefully help you as well. So let's jump straight into this, shall we? So at number one, you have to always remember that a deal is not a deal unless it's a deal. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the numbers never lie. So no matter if you're doing property deals or you've got different businesses, if you are doing a deal, fundamentally, there will be numbers that are involved in that deal. And the last thing that you ever want to do is to start playing with the numbers, start finessing the numbers. The numbers are the numbers, okay? So when you're looking at deals and you're stacking deals, whether that's in your property investing business, in your life, no matter what you're doing, and there's numbers involved, the numbers are the numbers. Leave those alone. Go with the facts. Now, sometimes when you are looking at different deals, you may not have all of the facts. You may have to have averages. You may have to have percentages. But again, be very conservative with your numbers if that is the case. But do not try and elevate your numbers to suit a deal. So a deal is not a deal unless it's a deal. It's very, very important. It's something I help my clients with my students with as well. When they have a deal, I look at their numbers and I do not finesse their numbers. I look at the hardcore facts and I see whether they are stacking good deals, whether those numbers will stand up and what the worst case scenario is going to be for them. And of course, this is what I do for myself as well. But it's all about making sure that you are doing good deals in your business. Now, if you're still working and maybe you're looking at building a property business or maybe you're starting a business in something else, that is superb. But again, this is a rule that I live by. One of my success secrets, if you like. It's not a secret because I'm telling everybody, but it just sounds good, doesn't it, if we call it that? But a deal is not a deal unless it's a deal. The numbers have to work for me. The numbers have to be in line. And if they do not work, be able to walk away. Okay, don't just think, I'm going to see this out. I'm going to see this through because I've spent a bit of time on it or I've spent a bit of money on it. That is not wise. Never get emotionally attached to the deals that you're doing, but know the numbers, know what you're looking for with your returns, okay? And make sure that you're doing good deals in your business, okay? Number two, it's a massive one. If you've ever watched any of my videos or listened to my podcast before, you will have heard me say this 100 times. And I say this to myself all of the time as well. It is be consistent and persistent, okay? So no matter what it is you're trying to do, whether you're trying to get fitter, whether you're trying to do deals, whether you're trying to start a business, maybe even you're trying to actually, you know, get a date. It's all about being consistent and persistent in the right manner, okay? So what do I mean by that? Well, consistency, you see, being consistent with the right things, with the right stuff, will get you results, okay? You have to be consistent in your marketing if you're looking to grow a property business. You have to be consistent in your health if you're looking to get fit and look healthy. You have to be consistent time and time again, doing the right things, eating the right things, working out the right way. Consistency is key in anything that you do because, as I say, it will get you the results. But to be a winner, you have to be persistent, okay? Persistency is key. If you're looking at putting an offer in for a deal and somebody says no to you, that is fine. You check back in with them. As they always say, the money's in the follow-up, but you have to be persistent with your follow-up. I see far too many people, and I speak to my own clients on this, the people on the rent-to-rent business builder that are out there getting deals. Did you put an offer in? Yes. What did they say? They said no. Okay, did you go back to them and say, why did you say no? Yes, I did. Now, if they're my students, yes, they did. They found out what it was. And if it was on price and we couldn't move on the numbers, and that, of course, takes us back to success secret number one, which is a deal isn't a deal, unless it's a deal, of course, means that we have to make sure that we are doing good deals and good numbers. But if somebody said no because they want more money and that number just doesn't stack for us, we walk away. No doesn't mean no, it just means not now. There's nothing to say that in the future the numbers that we gave them, the offer that we gave them, will not work for them. All it means is A, they're not in enough pain in their situation to want to do a deal like this. B, they think they can get more, so they'll try and get more. If they do realize that they cannot get more, they may come back to you and realize you've got a fair offer and you put a fair offer to them. And of course, it's all about then just being persistent in that. So you need to make sure that you're checking in with them over time. You do it in the right manner. I say do all of this in the right manner. So it's not trying to be annoying towards people. It's about following up to say, you know, hey, Joe, I put an offer into you about a month or so ago. I see that your property's still on the market. Has your situation changed? How are you getting on? Have you had offers? I'm just here really to help and support you. Obviously, the offer that I put in was too low for you, but at the end of the day, that offer could still stand if you want to make sure that it does still stand. So if you are still interested, then please get back in contact with us at any time. The other thing is you could say, well, that offer lasts for 30 days. So I put an offer in there. I'll give you till the end of the month to decide. That's plenty of time. By the end of the month, they may be starting to get fed up by having, you know, an empty property or a property that they cannot get rid of. They may get back in contact with you. They may be more open to your honest opinion, your honest numbers, and the way that you can make a deal work. So make sure that you are consistent and persistent in all of your approaches, because as I said before, consistency will get you results. Persistency will make you a winner. So moving on, number three is I am a massive believer in this one. What goes around comes around in life. Okay. So by going out there, by doing good deals, by trying to help people, even if you don't get those deals, and sometimes it costs us a bit of money to fail, so to speak, but you only fail if you give up. And of course, we aren't about giving up. If you're watching my videos, listening to the podcast, you're not somebody who's going to be giving up. You're somebody who is going to get out there, who is going to make this happen. But in life, what goes around comes around in life. I really, really believe that. So if I put out good karma, I put these videos, I put this podcast out there, all of it for free. There's lots of free tools and resources as well that I put out on the propertyunleashed.com website. Rent to rent training, serviced accommodation training, a bit of mindset, a bit of deal sourcing, a bit of stuff just to help you. Ebooks, a lot. So go and help yourself to those. Why? Because what goes around comes around. Me helping you over the long term, I find that that help comes back to me tenfold in different scenarios, in different manners. It's not an instant fix. It's not like I give you something and the next minute something lucky or something comes my way. And I believe that you make your own luck anyway. But it is something that over time comes back and supports you in what you're doing. I live the life of my dreams at the moment. Yes, it could be a little bit better. I'm always striving to be a bit better, but I get to spend quality time with my family. I get to be around the people that I love and like, and I get to do things that I am so, so passionate about that I could have only dreamed of a good few years back. Okay. One of those is doing property deals, you know, £1 million property deals. The other one is scaling and growing my businesses. The other one is working alongside a company that I believe in and I can help and support their clients as well. And of course, I have my own mentoring, my own coaching, my own training products that I put out there to help and support others as well at a very, very modest budget. Why? Because what goes around comes around, baby. So I am a massive believer in that, and you should be too, particularly when you're doing deals. Never take advantage of people, because what goes around comes around. If you do people wrong, it will come back to you at some point. So do the right thing, build the life that you desire, and remember, what goes around comes around. So when you're doing a deal, when you're doing anything in life with a life partner or anybody like that, if you do wrong to them, it will come back. It will bite you at some point. So don't put that karma out there. Only put good stuff out there. Okay. So at number four, we go back to what I was saying a little bit earlier. No doesn't mean no. It just means not now. So how many times have somebody said no to you, yet you've still in the end got what you wanted? Children. I've got two boys. They are my reason why. I love them to bits. But they absolutely fundamentally use this on me all the time. No doesn't mean no. Dad, can I have this? No. You have to earn it. You have to go out there and earn it yourself. Okay, fair enough. Dad, can I have this? No. Dad, can I have this? No. Dad, can I have this? No. Dad, can I have this? Well, go on then. You can have it. Yeah, I'm fed up now. I'm fed up with answering those questions. Yeah, just get it. Kids are very consistent and persistent in their approach, and they tend to get what they want. So remember, when somebody says no to you, okay, that could be a setback in whatever it is you're trying to do. But it normally is a stepping stone further forward to getting a yes, okay? So sometimes, particularly in business, you have to get a lot of no's to get the yes, but normally that yes is better or a better deal than you were gonna get with some of those people that said no to you. So don't be disheartened when people say no to you. I think no is the most honest word in the English dictionary. Why? Because you know where you stand with it. So if somebody said to me, Mark, are you gonna come out for a drink tonight with us? And I had no intention of going out for a drink with them, I would feel a little bit rude by saying, no, I'm not. Because they'd be like, whoa, you don't have to be like that about it. But I'm not, I'm just being honest. Rather than saying, I don't know, I'll think about it. How about I give you a call later? Knowing full well that I'm not gonna do it. Now I am. I use no as the honest answer. No, I'm not. Thank you ever so much for inviting me, but I'm not gonna mess you about. No, I'm not coming. But maybe in the future. Leave the door open, always leave the door open. But at the end of the day, no doesn't mean no. It just means that you need to have a good follow-up in place, particularly in business, to get them to a yes, if that's what you're trying to do, or potentially get them to a yes. Not everybody's gonna say yes to you. But no doesn't mean no, it just means not now. So make sure that you're consistent and persistent, see what I'm doing here, in your approach, okay? You're doing deals that are good for all parties, win-wins for all parties. Why? Because what goes around and comes around in life. And of course, we're only chasing these deals if the numbers stack, because a deal isn't a deal unless it's a deal. And this last one is more personal to me because of the way that I am. I am a people pleaser by nature. I like to please people. Okay, I don't like to say no, which is why I've had to incorporate this into my life. Now, this was a great one I got from a mentor of mine who said to me, Mark, you're running around, you're trying to please everybody, okay? But you're not getting very far in your own life. So maybe you need to put, as they say, the oxygen mask on in your own life first before you start helping others. You need to get out there. And what do you need right here, right now? Well, I need cash, okay? I need a cash flow. So I went for a rent-to-rent business, built up a property management business, got the cash flow coming through, I can help others now. Brilliant. So you need to start living by some mantras. And this was a mantra that they said to me. As soon as they said it, I said to myself, I've got to incorporate this in my life. So at number five of my five secret success tips that aren't a secret anymore is it has to be a hell yes or a hell no in whatever it is that I do. Let's go back to the example of me going out for a drink. Mark, are you coming out for a drink tonight? I don't know. Maybe not. I'll give you a call. I'm not 100% sure. Now, maybe I'm not 100% sure, but deep down inside, you pretty much know whether you're going to try and make it or you're not. So now it's a hell yes. If anything else, it's a no. So somebody said to me the other day, will you come and speak at my event? I thought about it. I thought, yes, I will go. I will come and speak at your event. Why? Because I love speaking at people's events. I love helping others. I love getting out there. I love trying to inspire people. So it was a hell yes. I'm all in. I will be there. You can count on it. Happy days. But on the off chance that they say, Mark, can you come and speak at my event? I can't. Well, I'm already previously engaged, or it's somebody's birthday here, or I'm doing something with the family, or it's a maybe, I'm not sure. If I'm not sure, it's a no. Let's not mess people about. Nope, I'm unable to make that event at that date, maybe in the future, but thank you very much for asking me, it's a no. I know where I stand and I've got clarification in what I'm doing. So if I go in and I look at any deals in my businesses as well to grow my business, if I walk in there and I think to myself, I'm not sure about this, something in my gut's telling me either the landlord's not quite right or the property's not quite right, it's a no. I just say no, this property isn't suited, this property isn't right for me. Okay. Now, whether or not I'm leaving money on the table, and maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but this is the way that I like to live my life. And other times I'll meet a landlord or I'll meet an investor and I'll get on really, really well with them. Or I'll walk into a property and I'll just think this has got so much potential. It's going to be a really, really good deal. This is a hell yes. I'm all in. Let's make this happen. So it's either a hell yes or a hell no, because anything else in life is just hell. So you need to make sure that you are moving the boat forward, or making the boat go faster, as they say. So when the British rowing team got in, when they were looking to start having success, getting out there, trying to get their Olympic golds and break records and things, their whole mantra was, will this make the boat go faster? I use hell yes or a hell no in my business. Somebody says to me, do you want to learn something new? Do I? I'm either all in. Yes, I do actually. Hell yes. I'll buy that. I'll purchase that. I'll invest in that. Or No, that doesn't interest me at all. Nope, not for me, not right for me. Thank you very much. On with the next one. Why? Because we waste so much time. We also waste so much time messing about, fiddling through things. So commit to something. Commit to your future. If you want to get out there and start doing something, commit to it. Draw a line in the sand, step over that line and say, right, from now on, I am committed. Hell yes, I'm all in. I'm going to make this happen 100%. I didn't stumble into building property businesses and being successful in my own businesses. I've worked damn hard to get where I am today. You can do exactly the same if you commit 100% hell yes or hell no into whatever it is that you're doing. When I went and had my hair done, I had my hair transplant. I didn't say, well, I'll think about it. I'll dabble in it. It was like, yes, I'm committed on this date. I am going to go and have that procedure done and I am going to get on with it and do the best things I can do to help my procedure happen and also my recovery as well. I was hell yes all in. So in my life now, it is a hell yes or a hell no. Okay. So what are your secrets to success? What mantras do you use in your life and business? And if you haven't got any, or any of my five, good for you as a starting point. You know, maybe you don't want to use them all, but maybe there's a few there that you resonate with. Maybe there's a few there that can help you go and move into the right direction. So, of course, a deal isn't a deal unless it's a deal. OK, we have to be consistent and persistent in what we're doing, in our approach. What goes around comes around in life. And of course, we need to also make sure that we understand that no doesn't mean no, it just means not now. And anything that you're going to do in life is either a hell yes, 100% in, or it's a hell no, 100%, leave it alone. I hope this helps you. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please check out thepropertyunleashed.com, free tools and resources there. We also have training, property coaching and everything to help you on your merry way. I can help business owners build and scale and even start businesses as well. If you want to reach out to me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn are the places that I hang out the most. And of course, please feel free to give this a thumbs up, share it, subscribe, and then come and join me in the next episode. I look forward to seeing you there. Take care and bye for now.